Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Welcome back, folks. We are broadcasting live from the Metropolitan Health Group at 4454 Transcontinental, and we're harvesting hope for the holidays, collecting packaged food items and donations for Second Harvest Food Bank. And we had an opportunity to talk to John Sillers, Chief Strategy Officer, to start out the show today with Second Harvest Food Bank about the identified need. And there's no doubt that there truly is. They are servicing, I think he said, 340,000 people every week, and that's quite a few. That's a big number. So if you can find your way to helping out, we are here at 4454 Transcontinental Drive, and you can drop off your grocery items right here, and we'll make sure that Second Harvest Food Bank receives same. We had our next guest on a couple of weeks ago, and we were talking about getting him back on a very important issue. David Ridenour, the chairman of the National Center for Public Policy Research, joins us. David, welcome to the show.
It's great to be with you again. How are you today?
Doing fine. Thank you so much. I was reading this most recent article that you had, and it's a real head scratcher that the United States has only 18 mental health beds per 100,000 people serve that sector of our community. I mean, that is a head scratcher that is so underserved.
Well, it's not that much of a head scratcher when you consider what the incentives are. So back, and this has been a long time now, this is the 1960s, Medicare, Medicaid Act was established, and they put in something called the Institutions of Mental Diseases Exclusion, which basically says that if you're going to have a mental health hospital, it can't have more than 16 beds, or it's not eligible for Medicaid reimbursement. So big surprise. We moved away from those larger institutions with economies of scale. So there's a bed shortage. And I think there's a bed shortage in the range of about 600,000 beds in the United States. We really need 600,000 more in order to serve the number of people who are mentally ill.
So what was the motivation for passing what is referred to as the IMDs?
So you might recall, maybe you don't, I don't know your age, but I recall.
I'm old.
I'm that old. that in the 1950s, 1960s, 1970s, there were all these stories of abuse in these large institutions. Geraldo Rivera did an expose, and they did find some serious problems in some of the state-run mental hospitals. But that's more of an issue of not having inspectors, not conducting oversight, rather than, a place with a lot of beds automatically being a problem. So that was one issue that they wanted to address. They also wanted to address their concern that, look, there were all these big mental health hospitals, and if they allowed reimbursement for them, it was felt at the time that the states would dump all the costs of their mentally ill onto the federal government. So perverse incentives, working as they did, they closed most, if not all, of the large mental institutions, and there's a bed shortage. And by the way, when you look out on the streets today, you're seeing the results of that bed shortage, because there's a large number of the people who are homeless who are mentally ill. There's a large number who have substance abuse problems in which they're actually treating undiagnosed mental health issues. They're self-treating. So it's a very, very, very big problem, and it's filling up our hospitals, wasting enormous resources.
We're visiting with David Ridenour, chairman of the National Center for Public Policy Research. David, what strikes me as odd is that over this period of time, right, going back to the 50s, 60s, 70s to now, we've developed these shared expense models, right, with state, federal, local government on so many different fronts, including healthcare. How did this get kind of left on the sidelines? Just not enough advocates for this population?
Well, I think some of the advocates for this population are stuck in the old way of thinking. They're thinking that the large institutions are bad, small community-based are good. But I'll just ask you to consider, it's a question to answer, is what is more likely to result in abuse? A large hospital with lots of personnel where there can be cameras and inspectors, and once in a while there are inspectors, versus the millions of homes and apartments in which there's never an inspector. I would maintain that abuse still occurs. It's just We don't see it. And because we don't see it doesn't mean it doesn't exist.
But there's a sweet spot, right, in the number of patients in any kind of facility to be able to fund that facility. And if you make it more of like a medical delivery, healthcare hospital, you got joint conference that's there, what, every 2 or 3 years. You have evaluators coming in. It's like we wouldn't have to reinvent a whole lot in order to accomplish what you're talking about, right?
No, we wouldn't. I mean, you do get certain economies of scale the larger that it gets, but just give an example. I'll give you a personal example. My son is autistic, nonverbal. He's basically got the intellect of a one-and-a-half-year-old, and he lives in an apartment. And government pays at least $329,000 a year for 24/7 monitoring care. Meanwhile, my mother, who has Alzheimer's, is in a Alzheimer's unit, and it costs about $96,000 a year. So, and she essentially has the same requirements as my son, but that institution has 80 beds, and my son's has 2. Big difference in cost.
So when we go to a lot of tragic situations that we see reported on national news and otherwise, right, and we have an alleged perpetrator there, and typically the first thing that people are thinking is that there's a mental health component to this issue because it is so egregious, it's so out of the ordinary, just anybody of sound mind wouldn't think along these lines, and then we wonder, and then we begin to do the history, the criminal history on this individual, where you have, examples of parents that have tried to get help and or family members that have tried to get help, or there's no question that the system has identified the challenge. And then we wonder why we're experiencing this, because it seems like almost in every case they fall through the cracks. Or they fall through something.
There are so many different challenges. We spoke about the bed shortage, but there's another problem too, which is the legal framework under which we operate, where people who are mentally ill, unless they are an imminent threat to somebody else, to themselves or others, imminent threat, then they can't be forced into treatment. And so they fall through the cracks because the cracks were deliberately created for them to fall through. And so we get to take a look at what we're going to do with our legal system. I get it that we don't want people institutionalized who shouldn't be there, and we don't want to take away people's rights. But if somebody is not mentally competent and they sign a contract, that contract is invalid. And yet we'll let them make really important decisions, life or death decisions, for people who are mentally incompetent, and that has to change.
Yeah. Well, when you think about the number of emergency committals, I mean, I know every state has laws unique unto itself. In the state of Louisiana, we can do that through physician emergency committals, PECs, or CECs through the coroner emergency committals. And, you know, they you go in with evidence that they're a danger to themselves or others. At 18 beds, I can tell you, I was the elected sheriff in the parish where we are this morning. That's not enough. In fact, we had to compel all of the healthcare institutions to participate, and we bring them on a rotating schedule because, you know, everybody had to share in the burden of dealing with the mental health issue that we had, or otherwise we wouldn't be able to address it.
And let me just guess. Those who are mentally ill are grouped together with those who have substance abuse issues.
Yeah, I mean,
because of the shortage of beds, right? And oftentimes those are oftentimes, not always, but oftentimes they're a little bit different.
Sure. And with the types of drugs that you're seeing out there on the street today, you know, a lot of fentanyl-laced stuff, you cannot socially detox those folks. You have to medically detox those folks, right? I mean, it's a big
Absolutely.
It's a big challenge, you know, which puts even a greater burden on the system.
And then there's, if you, a lot of them are flooding the ERs, right? You know, this is
oh,
one
no
of the
doubt.
Reasons why you wait 3, 4, 5, 6 hours there because they have no other place to go. And they're ill-equipped to deal with, for example, people who are autistic, people who are schizophrenic. That's not what the training of ER physicians is generally focused on. And other than surgery, it's the most expensive part of the hospital. And so when somebody is boarded there because there's no bed downstream, it's less expensive. You know, for a week, 10 days, I've heard of some people being boarded in ERs for months because they had no place to go. That's an enormous burden on the hospital system, on the insurance companies, on the taxpayer.
Yeah. So there is a bipartisan bill that's been introduced titled Increasing Behavioral Health Treatment Act, House Resolution 4022, which would repeal this Medicaid IMD exclusion that we were just talking about earlier. Likelihood of passage, do you know?
At this point, probably not great, because you have most of the disabilities community still stuck in the old mindset. And there's an educational process that we need to go through. I believe that eventually we'll be able to pass something like that. But in the here and now, the prospects are not that great. I wish they were, because
that's disappointing.
That is the single most important thing, in my view, to getting people who are homeless off the streets, who, by the way, are not inexpensive. They use about $40,000 a year per capita in emergency services.
That's really disappointing to hear that the likelihood of that is not good. You know, it's going to be interesting to see how that plays out. Obviously, there's a need. And if this doesn't pass, what's the next step? What do we do?
I think there's a variety of things that we can do. One is, first, we can do that educational process that I talked about. And then the other one is, you know, we can take a look at different options for the IMD exclusion, like maybe not eliminating it completely, but maybe raising the bar on it instead of, you know, 16 beds. What would be wrong with 50 or 100?
Yeah.
And that alone would be an enormous sea change, because you do get the economies of scale. And let's remember, one of the reasons why there's shortages as well is because when you're doing home by home by home by home, you don't have a pool of employees, where you do have extra employees if you're a larger institution. You've got different shifts. Somebody can come and cover somebody else's shift. But there's a real shortage in these smaller environments, and it's really hard to overcome.
Jeez. Well, we will stay in touch over this issue as it makes its way through Congress and see what ultimately happens. Even it's still got to be – we're not even certain that it gets a hearing at this point in time, but hopefully it will, for sure. David Ridenhour, Chairman, National Center for Public Policy Research, thank you so much for joining us today. Truly appreciate it.
It's sure been a pleasure. Thank you so much. And God bless.
Thank you, sir. Have a great holiday season. We will be right back, folks. 504-260-1870. When we come back, we'll visit with Dr. Heather Gilmore, Director of Physical Therapy here at Metropolitan Health Group, as well as Mike Weibel, Vice President of Marketing. Stay with us. We will be right back.
Come to DSW for the shoes. Stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different, good different. Try something that feels like you, you know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Back. That's right, folks. We are here at Metropolitan Health Group, 4454 Transcontinental Drive, and we've been visiting with these folks that actually do some great work here. In fact, we're joined by Mike Weibel, Jr., Vice President of Marketing, and Dr. Heather Gilmore, Doctor of Physical Therapy. Welcome to the show, folks.
Hi. Hey, thanks for being here.
Yeah, we're glad we're here.
Yeah. And so, Mike, you know, I have had the opportunity to talk about Metropolitan Health Group. You guys have a bunch of I've visited a bunch of them. They really are almost really a one-stop shop for, you know, the necessary treatment for folks that have been in an accident and injured. Tell us about that landscape and what's next for Metropolitan Health Group.
Well, first off, when you get in an accident, it's not a pleasant thing. Right. And so you, a lot of things are going through your mind, and come to find out, God forbid, if you ever get in an accident and you're injured, you want to get better as soon as possible. And so what we do here and is a one-stop where we want to get you in. We, you know, it's not like you have to wait a week or 2 weeks to get an appointment. We have two providers at every location, and we take you in as soon as possible. You know, we want to start that treatment, get you on the road to recovery, and get you back in the game. And I think here, with the collaboration of all of our employees working together, it makes a wonderful experience for, you know, something that was kind of a tragic event for most people. You know, so the doctors are great, very friendly. They're a lot of experience, a lot of years of experience. Some have hospital and emergency room experience. And then once you go to the doctor and we get you, you know, start the process going, we'll go to Heather's department, which is physical therapy. And that's been a godsend for us. I mean, it's been unbelievable, the amount of and professional treatment that these guys provide for our clients, and then we start that process rolling and try to get and we work around people's schedules. You know, it's like we're open late on Tuesdays to 6:30 because we know people have trouble getting here from work.
Some people can't take off work, right?
Yeah, we also Saturdays has been huge for us. You know, Saturdays is one of our biggest days, so every location is open with doctors and treatment. So that's been very, very positive. And we'll wait on you. You know, like if somebody calls and says, look, I'm almost there, I'm stuck in traffic, you know, we'll hold our providers and do what we have to do to go beyond, over and beyond the service our customers, because, you know, that's our customers are our lifeblood, and service and concierge.
I got to witness that this morning.
Yeah.
I mean, y'all had clients coming in. I don't think anyone sat in the reception area for more than 2 minutes, you know, and name was called. Most of them walked straight back and did what they had to do. That's not an experience that you get a lot. But also being able to get immediately in like that, you know, it's really about, I think, about putting people's mind at ease. You feel something, you feel a tweak, you feel this or that, something doesn't feel right. It may be you were in an auto accident. Maybe you fell from a ladder. It may be you tripped in a hole or something walking, you know, on the street or on a sidewalk. And
You could be lifting the baby out of a stroller and pull something in your back or hit the golf ball the wrong way.
And you want to know sooner rather than later, okay, I know something is just fundamentally wrong here. I need to find out what it is.
And it could be something as simple. Let's get the pain in order. You know, it might be you need a shot or prescription for medicine, or maybe Heather can tweak you a certain way just to get that initial pain under control.
And that's because you guys have x-ray machines at every location.
Every location, we have x-ray machines. We have access to MRI. And let me tell you what's great. Let's say you just got in an accident, your car is damaged, and you didn't have time to get a rental. We'll have free transportation. We'll come pick you up.
Yeah.
No matter where you are. I mean, there's no excuse not to get in here and get the treatment needed. We'll come pick you up. We'll bring you home.
Right.
You know, some of the things that came out of COVID that's been good things out of COVID was telemedicine. And we have the ability to telemed you from anywhere. So I'll give you an example. We had a young lady that was, let's say you can't get to the doctor. You know, if you have an iPhone or an iPad, our doctor can get on his computer and FaceTime you and help you out. We do that with treatment. The physical therapist will give you a treatment bag, and I'm going to let Heather elaborate on that a little bit more, but we give you everything needed to work out with a physical therapy from the comfort of your own home.
What I like, it's the ease of administration, which you don't always get in a lot of healthcare responses as well. Dr. Heather Gilmore joins us, doctor of physical therapy. A lot of folks that come in, they may have tweaked something, or there's something there that physical therapy is the course of treatment that makes the most sense for them, right?
Yeah. Well, following some sort of like traumatic event, like a car accident, the last thing you want to do is go get whipped and cracked and, you know, right. That kind of stuff. You just went through this traumatic event. So we need to settle down our nervous system here. And so we talked about before that Metropolitan is so patient-centered. We take care of you. Joked about it. I joke all the time. Like, we don't even have chairs in our waiting room. It's like, once you're here, we're taking care of you. Transportation's taken care of. We manage it all. And so from a therapy standpoint, it's wonderful because the patient isn't just the neck. It isn't just the back. All of that's taken care of the financial component, the transportation component, that we can just focus on you healing. And ideally, you know, you want to get in sooner rather than later so that it doesn't fester into something sort of chronic. You know, I tell my patients all the time, I'm like, life didn't stop because you got into a car accident. So let us help you manage that, you know, so the sooner we can get in, the sooner we can get better. And the type of treatment we provide, it's one-on-one. All of our doctors of physical therapy, we provide dry needling as one of the modalities. We do cupping. We do everything that we need to get you back to doing what you were doing beforehand.
Yeah, actually, I tried dry needling, and it for something that had happened to me a while back, and I was never kind of a believer in a lot of that, but it worked.
It does. It does. It is truly hard to convince somebody like, hey, I'm going to take this very tiny needle and I'm going to poke it into an area that really hurts. But it is very effective. It's very efficient. And like I said, it's available to all of our.
Oops.
Sorry. Everybody is available at all our clinics, like I said. And it's whatever you need in that time and day to get you back to what you were doing. So it's not a very like slice and dice cooking cutting type of treatment. It's personalized to what you need.
Yeah. What do you see as the biggest challenge for patients that are coming in? I mean, you know, obviously access is a big hurdle to get over, and that's one of the reasons that I agreed to participate in a partnership with Metropolitan Health Group, because as I went around and visited your locations, what I saw is that, you know, you guys were following up with people. You know, I watched the ladies on the phone talk to the clients about getting in and setting an appointment. Your electronic medical record system is huge, I think, you know, because if you have to send folks somewhere else to get some diagnostic testing or whatever it may be, it's a seamless process. That ease of administration of what I've been able to view is like second to none.
It's not just it's the administration. It's the collaboration as well. It's such a collaborative effort from the moment you walk through the door till you come back out the door, from our girls up front to our radiologists to our doctors of physical therapy to our technicians. Everybody talks. So if there's something, when we start doing our physical therapy screening, if there's something like a red flag, we walk across the hall and have a conversation with the physician. We talk with the doctor and we say, hey, we think this testing needs to be done. This needs to go. And so that kind of goes into when we perform an evaluation. Primarily, we deal with a lot of concussions, you know, with whiplash injuries, and it can lead to, you know, potentially severe TBI. Is once we do our thorough evaluation, if there's something else that needs to be done for this patient, we have a conversation and we get it done. There is no, well, let's wait for authorization. Let's wait and see. It's no, we take care of it here and now. And that comes from the group effort of the entire facility.
So it's like you guys are on a quest for the knowledge and to find a solution, right, of what's happening. And the beauty is, because everybody's here, you're not having to communicate through notes or this or that. You're face-to-face. You're getting it done. And the patient's here at the same time.
Correct. One of the fabulous thing is we have a lot of patients where they work on the West Bank, but they live in Metairie. And so our patients can go treat at one of our other facilities at any time or any of the facilities, and we all share the same notes. We all contact each other via whatever platform we're using that day. It's all available to you right then and there. And same with the doctors too as well. They have access to our notes, we have access to their notes. Anytime we get updated imaging, it's all there and available. So again, it's so patient-centered. There's no questions to ask because all the information you have is right there.
Now, I know we talk about this in the auto accident kind of landscape because that's where you see some of the more severe injuries, but it could be an injury that you have in any way, shape, or form that you come to Metropolitan Health Group to avail yourself of those same services.
Well, we also treat workers' comp. Mm-hmm. So at every location. So we provide that service. And I know that can be a tedious, lot of paperwork. And sometimes we're waiting for approval and things from the insurance company. The good thing about Metropolitan is because we finance everything from start up to surgery, that we don't have to wait on a so-called approval on something to get paid. We want the patient to get better. So we don't want to hold up a procedure or a referral, you know, or approval because we're waiting for paperwork from an insurance company. So we go ahead and just, we want to make the people better. And that's what we're about, the people giving back. We put a lot of money in our facilities, as you can see.
Heather said, this is a beautiful facility.
And yeah. like Heather said, you know, it depends where can you get to the fastest. You might live in New Orleans East, but you work out in Metairie at East Jefferson. You know, hey, you can come treat at my Metairie facility. Because we're on our computer system, you can stop at any location, like she was saying. You happen to be visiting your mom on the West Bank Saturday, you can stop in and treat. You know, it's everything is set up for convenience. You know, I have a department, and we pride ourselves if somebody calls and they want something, listen, I want it done within an hour because, you know, time is money, especially with attorneys, you know, and the reason why we developed that, the Care Cloud 24-hour system, records and billing system, is because we listened to our clients. You know, they were like, time. They don't want to wait on things. They need it now, you know, and it gives everybody access 24 hours. And if you listen, you don't have to bring all these files home on a Saturday. You can just log in if you feel like getting some work done on Sunday evening or Saturday, and you have access to everything you need to be successful. So you don't have to drive all the way back to the office to get what you need. You know, and those are things that we're constantly improving.
And I tell my patients all the time, I'm like, pain doesn't take a holiday. You know,
no,
it doesn't, right? And so we got to take care of it now, you know.
And I, you know, for me, like when I tried the dry needling, I don't know what I did. I just all of a sudden I had this tightness in my calves, you know, and to try and figure out what caused it was, I think I could have solved the Middle East crisis faster. You know, I mean, it was just hard, you know, to get in anywhere to figure out what.
Well, words out. You know, words out that Heather and her department at Metro do unbelievable jobs at PT. I mean, every day I get a call. Can I go? Can I get in? Can I go see the physical therapist? You know, my son hurt himself working out, and when can I go see Miss Heather, Dad? You know, so it's people. She's like, you got to slow down. I don't have time to eat during the day.
Well, I tell you about dry needling. When they hit the right spot, you feel it.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
So it does give me a little joy when that happens.
You know, and Heather's
you
like,
feel it, but I tell you what, it gives you the relief that I was looking for. In fact, I had a couple of dry needling treatments, and I never had to go back. I mean, it went away.
Yeah, and it's all about, like we talk about, you know, it efficiency. You know, what can we do to make you better quicker? And commonly, we deal with a lot of car accidents, so we call it acute injuries. So it happened within the last 24, 48 hours. And so we need to manage that so it doesn't fester into something chronic, so that when you go play golf in the next couple months, you're like, oh, I really feel it in my back still.
Well, the body wants to compensate for it, right? So that your walk or your gait of your walk changes to compensate, because there might be a comfort zone, and then you've created another problem.
Correct.
It may not be your calf anymore.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be your ankle.
Yeah.
You know.
And right. And then we're adding fuel to that fire. And if we can get it managed, which we will, you know, we want to take care of
and
it.
She does a great job. I actually had her working on me.
So look, a patient just walked in, signed in, walked right through the doors, going in the back, and this is what I've seen all day long. I mean, you know. And I served on a board of a hospital, so I know a little bit about healthcare. And I'm like, this is, you know, amazing. We used to go to a pediatrician uptown only because once, when that appointment time hit, were we not in the doctor's office in all the years that I went there. And I was like, I will travel a Baton Rouge for that opportunity.
Yeah, which it, yeah. Truly it's unheard of. In the, like I said, the way we have our system set up, it's ideal for, you know, for the, ultimately the patient, but, you know, as a treating clinician, you know, we want to give you that time that, you know, you deserve and you need.
Right.
And it works out for everybody. It's an ideal setup for what you're dealing with a population that's so vulnerable after dealing with something potentially so detrimental, that we take that ease, you know, we give you that ease and we take all that away. So
absolutely. Well, thank you all so much for joining us today, and thank you for housing us today.
Oh,
this was great.
Yeah.
This
has been
great. We had some folks while we were on air walking in with groceries. We've already made one delivery of that. Mike Weibel, who is the vice president of marketing, and Dr. Heather Gilmore, doctor of physical therapy. Thank you, and have a great holiday season.
Thanks, y'all.
You want to be naturally knowledgeable.
There you go. Absolutely. All right, folks, we will be right back. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line.
Hi, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, total, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Stay with us. We want to thank Metropolitan Health Group for hosting us here today on such a worthy cause. We want to thank all the folks that stopped by and dropped off groceries here at this location, 4454 Transcontinental Drive. And if you'd like to drop off any food items throughout the remainder of the day, they will be here, and we will make sure that Second Harvest Food Bank does in fact receive any donations that are given and or any food items that are dropped off here. Metropolitan Health Group has been a great corporate partner on so many different fronts in sponsoring events such as this, really giving back to the community. And that's why we love having the partnership and the relationship that we have with them and all of the great work that they're doing in our community. So again, we are at 4454 Transcontinental Drive. I want to thank John Sillars, who came out, Chief Strategy Officer for Second Harvest Food Bank, and he articulated the need and the challenge that they have. And they've had some rough times here trying to make sure that they had the necessary food items for those that are dependent on them and dependent on the infrastructure of the food bank and all that they do, and opening some new distribution centers in Houma and Lake Charles, and making sure that they have all of the goods that they need there as well. So again, thank you to Metropolitan Health Group. Thank you to everyone that participated with us today, and we really appreciate that. We will be right back and check in with Scoot when we return. And folks, don't forget, we believe in the power of everywhere. Listen to WWL anytime, anywhere. Get the WWL shows you love. Dave Cohen, Tommy Tucker, myself, Scoot, Sports Talk, plus the local content you crave on the Odyssey app, the iHeartRadio app, and Tune In apps as well. Scoot joins us. What do we have coming up, Scoot?
Yeah, and a lot of people don't even know that we live in your dreams. Yeah. It's pretty scary.
And nightmares.
Well, that turns the dream into a nightmare. Yeah. All right. So, you know, we'll just do the latest on Lane Kiffin probably coming to LSU, but the Senate yesterday, not long after the House passed it, passed the bill to release the Epstein files. But will the president sign them? Will we really learn anything? And the ICE agents are marching toward New Orleans. We'll talk about that as well.
All righty. Scoot's up next, folks. Got a great lineup coming your way. Really appreciate all that y'all participated in with us today. And we want to thank Metropolitan Health Group again. Have a great Wednesday evening. We'll see you tomorrow.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.